Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to Living the Love in Miami. I'm Oscar Crawford, and today my guest is Claudia Orellanos, and I want you to know a bit about her before I bring her on. Claudia was born in Colombia, in South America, and also lived in Venezuela. She came to the U.S. 40 years ago. She says she's blessed to have experienced the many teachings a marriage and a divorce have to share. She's a proud mom of two beautiful children, a son and a daughter. She taught them to respect and appreciate all of God's creation, their culture, and themselves. She is a true believer that everything happens for a reason. Her motto is, it is all about love. Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning, my dear Oscar. How are you?
I am happening right now and so excited to be spending this time with you and to share you with so many, many other people. Everybody deserves to know Claudia. I believe that.
Thank you, honey. Thank you very much.
All right. So I know you've been doing beautiful things this morning already. Tell people what you've been doing. I know you've had some early morning experiences. What kind of beautiful things have you experienced today already?
Well, I start my day with meditation, and I read some verses from the Bible. And my ritual on weekends is sit down with my mom, who lives with me, and have coffee and talk and just share our thoughts about everything and anything. I appreciate her very much. She raised me by herself, and I adore her.
Okay, I feel that. One of the beautiful things that gets to happen for me every day is similar to that. My daughter, Maicha, and her daughter, Michaela, join Bonnie and I for coffee and some light breakfasts, you know, four or five mornings every week. And it is a beautiful moment, and I value that as well.
It's a moment of love.
It is. And one of the things that I know that you know is that love is the energy of life that gives life to life, that causes people to feel they can do the impossible and to never give up, even when they may feel like giving up. But love is that power, and I'm thankful you
Absolutely.
Know it, and I know it, and we're having an opportunity to influence the world. Okay, give us a bit of a glimpse into your notions or memories of Colombia and Venezuela and early years here in the U.S. for you, so we get a picture of your development.
Okay, well, I was born in Colombia, and my mom raised me alone. My father is an alcoholic who was not involved in my life. But recently I've gotten in touch with him, and recently, I mean like a month ago. And because of the power of love, I love him. I actually have forgiven him, and I am looking forward to seeing him again, hopefully soon. And I lived in Colombia for my first 10 years. Then I went to Venezuela with my mom when finally I was allowed to go, because my father wouldn't give us the permission for me to leave the country, even though he wasn't involved. Many things happen in Colombia, not the most beautiful loving things, but things that helped me be who I am today. I had to live with my grandmother, who was not the most loving person, but because of her, I am who I am today. She helped me be stronger. And then Venezuela was a beautiful moment with just my mom. And then we came here, and the teachings continued, and love has opened up new doors. And then I got married. I was married for 25 years. I got divorced about 2 years ago, a little bit over 2 years ago. I have two beautiful children, my son Daniel, who's 22, and my daughter, 17. And throughout this whole thing, I'm grateful for it all. I mean, 25 years is a long time to be married, but I welcome the teachings. I am grateful for what I was given, because after the divorce, and it was a friendly divorce, thank God. We didn't let it get to that point where we cannot talk to each other. We're friends. We were best friends before we got married. Because of that, my kids have matured. We've gotten so much closer together. And I was reunited with the only thing that really, really matters, which is the God of my God, our God. All these powerful teachings and connections with a lot of IG friends and family. I've seen what power love has. And I continue on this path. I just, you know, I open myself to anybody and everything. And with God, all things are possible.
Okay, so let me tell you what I heard that I think is significant for people to understand. That even if we have the perception of pain or some discomfort, that God can take those things and transform them into the beginnings of beautiful experiences for us. Can you build on that a little bit for me?
Absolutely. If you get into that victim mode, you're not going to be able to see what life is really about. And like I said, it's about love. It's about God. When I first got separated, I was down in a hole, dark, dark hole. And one day I said to myself, there has to be something more to life than this sadness that I feel. And then I opened myself to that divinity that we all have, to God. And I let it start pouring in. And through it, I saw what a beautiful life really is. All these teachings that we are offered. And if we open our eyes and see it for what they are, and you see everything with gratitude for what we're offered, then we open our path to so much more, to love and more love and more love, and people that come into our lives to teach us so many things. It's just a matter of opening ourselves to it and seeing for what it really is, the beautiful teachings that we're offered to guide us through it all.
I understand that. There was a period in my life where I was extremely, with a big X, extremely angry about many things over my experience. It wasn't that I had the notion of being a victim. I was just irritated with some things that had been part of my development. And there were times if I was not careful, I probably acted some of that anger out on people thinking that it was a position of strength I was operating from. But it dawned on me that from a dream, Claudia, I dreamed once that I was a drive-by shooter came up and pointed the gun in my face, and I took the gun away from the person and pistol whipped him with it. And I woke up saying, oh, I'm proud. I'm a bad, bad man. And when I it's really funny. And
you are,
though.
You are, Oscar. To me, you are.
Well, we love each other. I mean, that's the magic going on here. But here's what I discovered. I discovered that was my anger turned in on itself, that I was killing myself with my own anger, and it took a dream to wake me up to that. And at that point, I realized I needed to transform my anger into love. And Claudia, from that moment, there's been no turning back. I have discovered that the more I love, the more love comes to me. And I really, it's kind of like the Bible says in the place where it talks about bring all the tithes into the storehouse. God will pour out a blessing so much you can't contain it. That's the way love is in my life right now and has been developing over the last 25 or 30 years. I have so much love coming to me that sometimes I feel like I've got to go hide because I can't contain it all. I can't properly respond to it all. How do you feel that?
Well, I've always believed that everything happens for a reason. It's just a matter of waiting for it to present itself and so you can see why things happen. Even when I was little, even when I had to live with my grandmother and they were not the most loving years in my life from 7 to 10 years of age, I always knew there was a reason for everything. And when you have that belief and you open yourself to what it has to offer, everything seems a little brighter with that expectation, with that you know, that knowing, that faith that this is going to bring me to a better me. And that's my philosophy. Everything happens for a reason. Even when things don't go right and life throws a lot of curves at you, even in those moments where I've seen myself like, out of breath. I just center myself, breathe, think of God. And I'm like, okay, everything happens for a reason. What does this have to offer? And with that philosophy, everything is so much more loving and brighter. And I don't know, faith, I guess it's faith. It's all about faith, having faith that I'm taken care of by a greater thing than myself. And that's, of course, God.
I'm with you there. I have noticed since that shift in my life that when people approach to me with what I could tell was anger, I would almost find myself amused by it because I knew that that wasn't the person. That was the energy, the anger, the energy inside them.
Absolutely.
And once there was a man that used to be in my life. He wanted to be my proxy father when I lived in Ohio. And he came into a place where I was once, and he just started yelling like a crazy man. And I looked at him, and I said, man, I am so glad that whatever you're excited about has nothing to do with me. And he began to laugh, right?
If you see life like that, it's so much easier. Even my grandmother, this is recent, she already passed away. I was able to see her and say, I am sorry for whatever you went through that brought you to the person that I got to experience and the person that my uncles and aunts got to experience. There was a reason for that, and I asked for her forgiveness, and I understood where she was coming from. I don't know the details, but I know that whatever she acted on is because she was in so much pain. And, you know, we just need to understand, just because somebody lashes at us doesn't mean that it's us, like you said. There's something going on in there. And if we see that, then we don't react, which the problem with people nowadays, they react.
Sure.
I believe it's like just when something like that happens, I just stay quiet and I just kind of like study the situation. And then sometimes I'm given the chance to give my opinion and my feelings on it. On my grandmother, I couldn't because she already passed away, but I'm sure she feels it.
Sure. One of the things, Claudia, that I discovered as well, I was in my mid-30s when this moment took place. Now, my parents, our time after my mid-30s began to be so perfect. It was blissful to be with my family after the moment I'm about to describe to you. My parents were very rough on me as a kid. And there's no better way to describe this than they beat me a lot. And they did because that's what they knew, right? It had happened to them. They thought it was the right thing to do in terms of child rearing. And so their expressed love to me often left marks on my body, right? Because if they couldn't see the marks, they wouldn't think they had done a good enough job in correcting whatever the behavior they were trying to correct. So in my mid-30s, my mother spoke to me once about how she felt like she ought to do that to me again. And I'm a grown man, right? I'm very grown at this point. And I said,
oh, wow.
I know, baby. It's all you know. And when I said to them, and believe it or not, this was the first time Bonnie ever went to my home with me. And we're sitting around the kitchen table that night, and both my parents are about to act out the anger that they've never been able to resolve of their own. I mean, my mother's mother wasn't so hard on her, but the environment that she grew up in was hard. My father's father beat him like he had no sense because his mother had beat him like he had no sense. But I said to my parents that night, we're sitting at the table, I said, listen, I'm going to require something of you that if you do not do, I am never coming to be in your presence again. I demand of both of you an apology for the way you treated me growing up, because if you treated me like that now, you'd both be in jail. Just so we're clear about that. And so my mother was very quick. My mother was very quick to say, Oscar, I'm sorry. And it was all I could do not to cry with her in the moment because I still got to wait this out with my dad. So, you know, he's a bit grumpy coming to it, but he does it. But he appends his with a statement, and I'm never going to do it again. If that's your dad, you don't have to, man. I just needed you to feel this moment with me because I want the rest of our lives to be better than before in our life.
Right.
And that was the moment that turned it all right. Didn't have to wait till anybody died, you know, to try and make it right with them. We got to have that beautiful moment together. And I talk to my dad almost every day still. My mom died last year. But that's kind of how that's happened for me. How do we teach people that?
I observe a lot. My mom was raised the same way. She was raised with just, you know, if you don't do what your parents expect of you, and the way they wanted, they were beaten, and I mean beaten really badly. And so my mom was a little rough on me, even though I'm an only child. She was a little rough on me, and to this day she goes, my daughter Natasha, she goes, if she would have said that to me, I would have like slapped her, because she's been slapping me on the face.
Right.
And I
right.
just looked at her and I said, that's not how I do things. And the
right.
reason why I don't believe in doing things like that is because that's how I was raised. And since little, I've told you, Oscar, since little, I just observed a lot, which brought me to be more understanding and to wanting to be better than what I would see. So,
sure.
I don't know, understanding where they come from, but wanting to be better. And every day in my prayers, I say, please help me be better. Every single day, as a mom, as a daughter, as a friend, as a human being. And that prayer to me is very powerful. I just want to be better every day.
Sure. My simple prayer like that is, God, help me live right and love right today. If I can manage both
right.
of those, you know, because I truly don't want to harm anyone. I want no one harmed from my thoughts or my behavior. It really is like yours. It is my full intention from the moment I engage someone for them to immediately pick up on my energy that they are loved in that environment that we're sharing right then. And I want them to feel better about who they are when we walk our separate ways. That's intentional for me, because I know people
always
are hungry for that.
Always, always sharing the love, and you know what? Not judging. We cannot judge because we don't know what people went through or are going through. And, that, to me, is a powerful combination. Sharing the love and not judging anybody for what they, you know, what they're doing. Just
sure.
try to love them. And the mean, you know, the more the mean the person is, the more love that you have to send their way.
Yes,
and I think,
that's a fact.
And I've seen it. I've seen the miracle of that turning around. Because I used to work with this lady, this French lady, and she was very mean. She always had mean things to say, and one day I just sat down with her and we had a nice conversation, sent a lot of love her way, and from that day on, that lady was the most beautiful person. But if I would have lashed out at her like she used to do with everybody around, that beautiful moment would have never been shared. Never.
I understand.
So always send love to everybody, try to understand them, and if you don't, if you cannot understand, then, you know, just send them your love. Ask God to help them.
Claudia, when I was a little, well, I was a little boy when I learned this, but I learned this about my great-grandmother on my father's side. her name was Nora Crawford, and there's a street named after her in the town near to where I grew up. But Grandma Nora was a mean one. She was a Grinch on steroids. And when my grandfather brought my grandmother to meet her for the first time, she went to the side of the car where my grandmother was sitting and hit her in the face with her fist.
Oh,
and
my God.
And why in the name of God did you marry him after that?
Oh,
you know,
my God.
Here's the thing. All these incredible things that I learned about my family over the years was really after they all changed. I never got to witness it. My father said he came home once, and my grandfather had beat my grandmother so bad, he looked at him and said, you better go in and check on your mother. I think I just choked her to death. And I never knew those people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I never
God.
Knew them. I never knew them during any of the periods of this kind of behavior, because they all came on to me as if they were quite holy, like the next thing to God. Their behavior was solid. They were good examples in community. They were prosperous. They owned land. And when I grew up and had to realize all this, I had to say, oh, my God, what had my family been through before I arrived? Because like you're talking about, they were in so much pain. Pain will find a way to act out. It's going to find
Absolutely.
A way to act out. And so I have no idea what my great-grandmother had been through. Her mother had been born a slave. It's on her tombstone there in the little town, Tompkinsville, Kentucky. And I go there every time I'm home. But I have no idea what they went through that would have produced her like that. And yet, Claudia, she treated me like I was the prince of the earth.
Wow.
She always wanted me
well,
to come to stay with her on the weekends, and I would go. And she served me like I was a prince. And look, this last little thing that's funny. She used to ask me when I get to her house, Would you like something to eat? No, grandmother, I'm not hungry. She said, well, that's why you eat. Come on to the table. And she would insist.
Yep, they believed that food was happiness.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my mom.
So, Claudia,
says, eat.
Yeah. Let's tell people how we met. I know we've met on the social media platform, Instagram, and we've both discovered that it is just ripe with people who love like we love, but it's also ripe with people who need to be exposed to people who love like we love. Can you talk a bit about that experience?
Meeting you? Well, it was our friend Debbie. And,
not meeting me. I know how we feel about each other. I want you to talk about our opportunity to both love people who need to be loved and meeting all the people across the world who are loving like we love. Are you getting the difference for me?
Yeah. Well, you
okay.
know, what I the way I see it, it this is like a like that beautiful energy. And love attracts love. And I've been exposed to all these people that are, some of them offer me the most beautiful opportunities to learn. And there are other times that I can offer people, you know, beautiful opportunities to love. It's all what you open yourself to. And when my friends, some of my friends that are not on social media, they say, what is it with you on Instagram? And I go, you know, it's the energy that you want to attract. This Instagram has given me the opportunity to know so many beautiful people, you included, that are teaching me, that I'm learning from, that I'm teaching sometimes. And I'm blessed with this. I'm blessed with social media, with Instagram, for all the beautiful people that are out there. And if we give them the opportunity to show their colors, it's just such a blessing to get to exchange, you know, beautiful words, beautiful loving words with them. So it's about opening ourselves to it.
Well, let's do this really quick, and I think it's important that you mention her name because she did connect us. When I get to three, let's just say we love you, Debbie, real loud so she can hear this because I know she will listen to this if she's not actually listening to us now. You ready? One, two,
yes.
Three. We love
we
you, Debbie.
We love you, Debbie. She's my sister. She's my soul sister. I adore her.
Beautiful. Beautiful soul.
And
beautiful soul.
She has connected me with some very, very beautiful people. You, of course, as I call you, my guardian angel. I adore you, Oscar. You're just a blessing to all of us.
Well, you know, I know this is going to be exactly what it sounds like, but I think you model love and woman so well that I wish everybody knew Claudia. I literally wish everybody knew Claudia. I know
Thank
no
you.
More beautiful soul than you. I don't. I mean,
Thank
you,
Oscar.
You emanate it, you live it, you talk it, you walk it, and I love and admire you so much that I think everybody deserves to meet Claudia and to have a Claudia in their life. That's yeah. That's how I'm feeling.
You
that.
Make that very
yeah.
clear. Thank you, Oscar.
But it feels good to talk to someone who loves you and that you have the privilege to love, and you feed on each other's energy because all it does is just magnifies.
It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life that I am grateful that it came about after a very painful time in my life, and to live out of this love constantly because I am. Even when I'm low, I am constantly like, it's all about love. Let's wait for the opportunity. Let's just have faith. God help me. And with God, all things are possible. I keep on saying that with God, things are possible. And that connection that I always have, it's not always peachy. Oscar, you know that. It's not always peachy. But if you have faith, it makes you stronger. Whatever comes your way, it makes you stronger. And it makes you more loving, at least to me. That's the way I see it. You know, whatever happens, dark or not as dark, you know, or light, whatever, it just makes you a better you if you allow it, if you open yourself to it, if you have faith. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful life. I
sure.
wish people would see it as it, you know, as that beautiful. Just open your eyes and live mindfully and just see things as they are. A miracle. I see life as a miracle. I love it. I'm blessed. I live in gratitude. That's how I start my day before I even get out of bed. Thank you, God, for this. And I'm talking basic. Thank you because I can talk. Thank you because I can read. I love reading.
Sure.
Thank you because I can taste food. I love food. All the real small things that people take for granted. Thank you because I can get out of bed on my own. Thank you for my children. And then you start building it up. Thank you for Oscar.
Sure.
I always say thank you for Oscar and Debbie. And thank you for all this that I'm living, all these blessings. It's just so beautiful. And we do. I know some people are going through dark times, but there's always a blessing. I mean, just that they're alive and they have the power to change their lives. It's just, you know, God's gift to us.
Yes. Without question. Without question. Now, I called our time together Living the Love in Miami. Can you describe for people just, I mean, we're, Claudia, believe it or not, we're almost out of time already, but can you describe for people in a couple of minutes what it's like for you living in Miami?
Living in Miami?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like just the city itself or just me living in
the
love?
City, your the city,
oh,
your experience of it, how you engage it?
Well, Miami to me is just heaven because I'm in love with the sun, as you know, Oscar. I mean, I have plenty of posts about the sun. And just to get up and see that sunrise and then come home and then see that and the ocean and all the Mother Nature that it's around is a gorgeous place to live in love. It's really a blessing, Miami. It's just a blessing. And the mixture of all the cultures and I love to experiment on food and new cultures and learn about everybody, where they come from, what they believe in. I don't have a religion, so I'm open to everything and anything and learn from everybody because, after all, Oscar, we are one, and I truly believe in that. So Miami is just a perfect place for me right now because it gives me all the blessings and all the gifts that I adore so much. It's just so much love all around. I mean, just to see, to hear, to smell, to taste, everything. Miami has everything to offer.
I love it. I love the way you make it sound. I have wondered often, Claudia, why I had to come to Phoenix. But I always knew. Here's what I always knew, even in light of asking that question. I always knew that there was a time in my life where I would have to spend it in the desert. Now, I presumed that I was just going to wake up one morning out in the sand where there's scorpions and snakes and I would have to sort through all that. And yet when I look at my time in Phoenix this last 15 years, my clarity has become exponentially more than it was. My capacity for loving is more than it was. Now, let me stop that speech. We've got a minute left, Claudia. I want you to have that minute. Give your last comment. Speak to the world. Give them Claudia.
Believe. That's, you know, if I have to narrow it down to just one word, it's believe. Believe in who you are. Believe in that divinity within. Believe in the love that we all have and share that love. Share it with everybody because there's always somebody that's going to benefit from it. So believe in the love. Believe in God. Believe in yourselves. Believe in that everything happens for a reason. Believe in it. It's just believe. I just, that's one thing that I do. I believe every day. Whatever happens, I believe everything's going to be for better me. So that's it. That's all there is.
Well, Claudia, thank you for loving me and allowing me the privilege to love you and for this time that we got to spend together. And I want to say to anyone who listens, look for Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A, or Orellanos, O-R-E-L-L-A-N-O-S, on Instagram. You'll be blessed by doing that. You can find me on Instagram at Oscar Crawford Media. I love you, Claudia.
I adore you, my little guardian angel. I adore you. I love you. I'm blessed with you. Thank you. Many blessings to all. I love you.
And to you, babe. Take care.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.